Hey, Wowzer fams, Mindy here. And before we start the show, I wanted to kick off Holo Week with a little treat. We are hosting a Holo Wow sweepstakes where one randomly selected Wowzer will get a Skype call from me and my buddy Guy Raz. All you have to do is dress up in a Wow in the World themed costume. It could be Grandma G-Force battling some wasabi, a kicking karate cockroach, a two-headed space worm, Guy Raz and his elbow patches, Reggie. The possibilities are endless. And for more ideas, you can always check out our Wow in the World Halloween costume generator on social media. Grown-ups, once your Wowzers are all dressed up, just tag at Wow in the World in your post with the hashtag HalloWow. Also, Seattle, we are so excited to bring our Wow in the World pop-up party to you this weekend for a sold-out show. I can't wait to see you. And if you live in Los Angeles, there are still some tickets left for our show on November 17th. So Los Angeles, get on it. We want to see you there. If you can find out more about tickets at tinkercast.com/events. That's tinkercast.com/events. That's it. Now let's get on with the show.
Completed 3, 2, 1, ignition.
Get ready for an adventure of magnificent proportion.
I don't know what you've been told, but we're in a golden age. So many discoveries that are jumping off the page. Wow in the world. 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 Wow in the world.
With Guy and Mindy.
You tuned in to Bongo and the Big Two.
Gotcha!
In the morning on 97.3 The Wobble. Wobbling your way through the work week.
Oh, good. We didn't miss it. Hey, Reg! We didn't miss it!
If you're tuning in right now, you're probably getting ready for our big giveaway.
I am!
Woo, boy! We received thousands of entries over the last couple weeks. Tell them what's up for grabs, Bongo.
Well, Toot, one of our lucky listeners will win a spot for themselves and two of their closest friends to go behind the scenes on the hottest show on TV.
Which is?
Date or Bait, the matchmaking show that pairs up two single spiders who are looking to find their one true love.
Aww. Whoa!
I love that show!
Part matchmaking show, part dance-off, part makeover spectacular! What's not to love?
Probably the fact that all the contestants are spiders.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, listeners, I got all of our entries right here in this giant fishbowl. Toot, why don't you go ahead and grab that fishing rod over there?
You got it, Bongo.
And cast it in.
Woo! Okay, I think I got one. Drum roll, please.
Please be me, please be me. Please say my name. Please say my name. Please say my name.
Mindy! Wait, really? That's it? Just the name Mindy?
I won!
It just says Mindy? There's no address or...
Yeah, it just says Mindy.
Reg! I won! Reg?
Super weird. Hey, Alex, can we follow up on this Mindy character? Yeah, no, there's no address. Yeah, just a name. It's just a name.
Winner, winner, Minnie's for dinner! Hey, Reg! Ah, oh, man, he missed the whole thing. Guess what? Nope. No. Not even close. Okay, I'll tell you. So, you know those thousands of letters that you helped me mail to Wobble FM? Yeah, for that spider matchmaking show? Well, I won. I know, I'm so excited! So, you got any plans for tonight? Sausage-making class. All right, we'll have you back here by 7. Okay, so let me just grab my things here. Wallet, keys, magnifying goggles. What? Spiders are really small. And a banana. Flavored cake. You can never have too much potassium. Okay, Reg, you ready to kick it? Walk, 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 walk. Open the door. Closing the door. Locking the door. Key code. 1-1-1-1-1-1-2.
Hey, Mindy. You know, you should really consider using a variety of numbers. Like maybe a 3.
Hi, Dennis.
Oh, a 7? That would be a great number. Now what are you doing?
Well, I just won tickets to go behind the scenes of the television smash sensation, Date or Bait, so I...
Oh, cool. Reality TV. Super retro. You know, Mindy, you should really watch something more substantial. They say it's the golden age of television, after all.
Okay, sure. Thanks,
Dennis.
Bye.
There's this new docuseries on HB Show about candle-making. It's fantastic.
Hey, Mindy.
What are you doing out here in your yard?
Well, it's a Tuesday morning, Mindy, so I'm tending to my tulips. Isn't that right, little tulip?
Oh, yeah. Tulip Tuesdays. How could I forget?
Hey, where are you and Reggie off to?
Oh, super exciting news. Are you ready for it?
As I'll ever be.
Okay. I just won a behind-the-scenes tour of... Wait for it.
I'm waiting.
Wait for it.
I'm waiting.
Wait for it.
I'm waiting.
Date or bait.
Date or bait.
I can't get a good read on your inflection. Have you heard of it?
Ever heard of it? Mindy, it's my favorite show.
Wait. Really? Because I always took you as more of a historical documentary miniseries on the history of kale kind of guy. Roz.
Well, yeah, that is true. While Kale to the Chief is one of my favorite TV shows.
Yeah, until the network execs kaled it.
I love Date or Bait. It's actually a really scientifically fascinating show. In fact, check it out. I have one of their shirts on right now. I use it for gardening.
Wait, what does that T-shirt say? Eensy weensy spider love to strut and pout? Date or bait? Hey, Guy Raz, do you want to come with us?
Can I do that?
Guy Raz, you can do anything you put your mind to, except for sneeze with your eyes open and tickle yourself. Yes, of course you can come. Bongo and the Big Toot said I could bring two buddies.
Bongo and who?
The Big Toot. From the radio?
Oh, right. Well, I'd love to come, Mindy. Let me just change into something a little more appropriate for the occasion.
You're going to do that right here? Oh. Were you wearing that suit under your gardening clothes this whole time?
Of course I was. You never know when you're going to have to make a quick change.
Hey, that's what Grandma G-Force always says. Except she always wears her wrestling leotard under her clothes, which are also wrestling leotards. Anywho, we should probably get going. The radio station didn't mention any time, or place, or even where we're supposed to be meeting. But I figured we could just ask your Zoodle where they shoot the show and then just go there.
Oh, sure. I just upgraded her firmware. She now interrupts you to finish your question.
Wow, that sounds really...
Annoying? Yeah, I know, but it also makes my requests 22% more efficient.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Zoodle, where do they shoot date or...
Dater. A person who goes out on dates, typically on a regular basis.
Oh, boy.
No, Zoodle, where do they shoot?
Shoot. To kick, hit, or throw a ball in an attempt to score a goal in a sporting match.
No, Zoodle, where do they...
It's Hollywood!
What?
I just looked it up on my phone.
Mindy, I really don't think you're taking advantage of...
The HMS Advantage was an old wooden ship built in 1590 by the Royal Navy.
Okay, you ready to go?
You betcha.
All right, let me just climb up here.
Hey, Mindy, can you give me a hand?
Yep, hold on tight, little buddy, and I'll pull you up. Okay, hold on tight, Guy Raz. And Reg, set a course for Hollywood, California. Because here we go! Ooh, Guy Raz, look down there! There it is, the TV studio! Hey, Reg, I think now's a good time to land!
Wow! Look at this place, Mindy!
I know! A real-life TV set! Lights, cameras, a craft services table, snacks! Don't mind if I do! Run, 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 run
Mindy, I think that food's for the actors and crew.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm a winner!
Cool.
I'm sorry. What I meant to say was I am the winner for the Date or Bait behind-the-scenes tour.
Oh, you must be Mindy.
That's me.
Well, I'm so glad you made it. The show's about to start. Follow me.
Talk about perfect timing.
Actually, perfect timing is filming on the other lot. Sorry.
I was just saying...
Here we are. Okay, here are your guest passes. Are the tweed suit and the pigeon with you?
Hey, I'm more than just a pretty tweed suit. I'm a...
Oh, yes, they are.
Great. If you just want to put these around your neck, you should be good to go.
Oh, well, ooh la la, mine is shiny.
The stage is right through there. I'll leave you to it. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Wow.
Hey, Mindy, I can't believe we're actually here.
I know. I'm so excited I can throw up. In fact, it went away.
Everyone, please find your seats. We are about to begin the show.
Come on, Mindy. I think I spot some seats right there. You too, Reg.
Roll sound.
Hello, and welcome back to the hottest show on TV. It's Date Hey! This week, as with every week, our goal is to help these spiders find their one true love.
Aww.
Now, by round of applause, how many of you have seen this show before? So you know what to do, ladies and gentlemen. Let's keep that round of applause going for our first bachelorette for this evening. Say hello to Charlotte. She's a jumping spider from North America. Her favorite food is blowflies, and when she's not devouring her prey, you can find her chilling in temperate rainforests, scrublands, and mountainous regions. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Charlotte.
Oh, I think she's gonna win.
Roz, you haven't even met the other contestants yet.
Shh.
Oh.
And now for our first bachelor.
Woo-hoo!
Also a jumping spider from the Harbronitus perithric species, this itsy-bitsy spider says his best feature is his bright red face, and his biggest fear is being eaten by a female jumping spider. Well, good luck with that, buddy. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Aragorn!
Doesn't want to be eaten by a female spider? What is he talking about, Guy Raz?
That's like the main point of the show, Mindy. I thought you said you watch this all the time.
Okay, so I've only seen one episode, and I was fixing the WoW machine while I was watching it, so I really have no idea what the show is about.
Well, lucky for you, you've got the world's biggest Date or Bait fan sitting right next to you.
Reggie? No way!
No, Mindy, I'm talking about me.
Oh, yeah, right. So what's the deal with not wanting to be eaten?
Well, that's one of the things about jumping spiders. The females of the species are cannibalistic.
Cannibalistic? You mean they eat their own species?
That's right. If the male jumping spider is unable to impress the female jumping spider during its mating dance, well then...
Oof! Unlucky, Aragog.
Ugh! Yikes!
Looks like you were not Charlotte's one true love.
I guess that's why they call it Date or Bait.
Exactamundo.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring out our second bachelor.
Okay, so give me the lowdown on how the rest of this show works.
Okay, so each bachelor, or male spider, is brought out to dance for the female spider.
Dance?
That's right. Check it out.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like our bachelor has opted for the inflatable tube man dance move here.
Wow, look at him go! He's got his two little front legs waving above his head, all wiggling around all over the place. He kind of looks like you when you dance, Guy Raz.
Mindy, check it out. I call this one the Dizzy Giraffe.
Yeah, I see that. You look just like a Dizzy Giraffe. So these spiders do this dance to impress the female spider, and then what?
Well, the next part of the show is actually taken from a study that was conducted by researchers at the University of Florida.
Huh.
Have you noticed, Mindy, that all of these male jumping spiders have bright red faces?
Oh, Yeah, they do.
Well, it turns out this is actually a way for these male-jumping spiders to attract females.
Whoa. And did these scientists figure out if it works?
So the scientists wanted to find out how big of a role this played in the whole mating ritual.
You mean they wanted to see whether the female spiders were all ooh-la-la over their sweet dance moves or their little red tomato faces?
Exactly. So as part of this study, these researchers painted these spiders' faces with black eyeliner. So they went from having red faces to just being black all over. And they wanted to see if the females would still be interested in how they danced.
And what did they find?
Well, that's the next part of this TV show, Mindy.
Oh, right, the makeover part of the show.
Exactly. Look, here comes our bachelor.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, looks like he survived, passed our first round of love.
Aww.
And now we're on to our second round. Our bachelor has just spent the last 20 minutes in the makeup chair and is ready to come out. Are you ready, folks? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's see if our Charlotte can't learn to love this itsy-bitsy spider, even without his stunning red face.
Ooh.
That is unlucky, pal.
Yikes!
So, Mindy, the study found that the female spiders were more likely to attack any males that had their faces covered in black eyeliner compared to those with their normal red faces.
Huh. But could this have anything to do with red being a sort of don't eat me kind of color?
Huh. Well, what do you mean, Mindy?
Well, in nature, there are a couple of ways to not get eaten by predators, and one of them is to use camouflage.
Like a caterpillar that's the same color as the leaf it lives on.
Yeah, so you can either try to blend in with your environment using camouflage, or you could go in the complete opposite direction and try to stand out.
Stand out? Like with bright colors?
Exactoritos. So it's something called aposematism, or warning colors. And some animals will have these super bright colors all over them that warn other animals that, hey, I might be poisonous, so don't even try me.
Wow, that makes total sense then why the jumping spiders with the colored-in faces are attacked more than those with the bright red faces.
That's what I think. I mean, it's half, hey, check out my cool red face. And half, hey, don't eat me or I might poison you to death.
Man, this show has so many nuances to it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to see your last victim? bachelor for tonight? From the jumping spider species Mavia inclemens, please welcome to the stage, Sheila!
In the wow?
Whoa.
Guy Raz, what does that spider have on its head?
I think that this is from the last part of the study, Mindy.
Did the study have the spiders wear big old wigs on their heads to impress the lady spiders, too?
Well, yeah, kind of.
What?
Well, Mindy, if you look a little closer, you'll notice that this jumping spider has a brown, hairy face, right?
Yeah, hard to miss.
That's because he's a member of a different species of jumping spider. And this species, instead of having bright red faces to attract females, well, they have tall hairs on the top of their heads.
And that's what that funny-looking wig is?
Oh, no, remember, this is the makeover round. What this spider has stuck to its head? Well, they're fake eyelashes.
Hold the phone, Guy Raz. You're telling me that that spider is wearing fake eyelashes on his head?
Correctamundo.
What possible reason could those researchers from the University of Florida have to attach fake eyelashes to the heads of jumping spiders?
Well, in the same way that they wanted to see how red faces affected the spider's chances of mating with the female spider. They also wanted to test how the height of these head hairs affected the spider's chances of not getting eaten. And they found that the taller the hairs, the better the odds.
So this guy's probably in luck then.
With a wig that tall, I'd say so, Mindy.
Ladies and gentlemen, it looks like love has triumphed once again here at Date or Bait. Be sure to join us here next week, folks, as we try to rekindle the flames between two love-struck Black Widow spiders. Aww. And until next time,
creep it real!
I love a happy ending.
Wow in the World will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents come from Clif Kid. Clif Kid understands that kids' active bodies and imaginations need the proper fuel to keep going, growing, and exploring. That's why they make Clif Kid Z-Bar, a delicious, soft-baked energy snack bar packed with wholesome organic ingredients. Get 20% off your order at checkout when you visit cliffkid.com/NPR and use promo code NPRKID. Support also comes from Boar's Head. Every foodie knows that if you want a taste of something incredible, look no further than your local deli. And of course, the crown jewel of the deli is the uncompromising quality of Boar's Head, the keeper of this culture for over 100 years. Just take a ticket and your counter concierge can help you find fresh, flavorful delicacies customized just the way you like it. If you're looking to expand your culinary horizon, the deli counter awaits with a slice of something fabulous. Boar's Head. Compromise elsewhere.
Happy Halloween, nerds! This week, don't miss a special, spooky batch of episodes from NPR's new daily science podcast, Shortwave.
We're going to talk about parasites that take over and control the brains of their hosts.
Yes.
Much like a podcaster does to their audience.
Listen and subscribe to Shortwave from NPR.
That's it! Back to the show!
Wow in the world!
Hi, thanks for calling Wow in the World. After the beep, get ready to record.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Esme, and I live in Sydney, Australia. My Wow in the World is that in Australia, we see more stars in the Northern Hemisphere because the Northern Hemisphere is looking into space, while the Southern Hemisphere looks towards the center of the Milky Way. Isn't that bonkerballs? Say hi to Dennis, the comedian.
Ooh, a comedian. That's a great idea. Hey, Reggie, knock, knock. Amish. No, you're supposed to say Amish shoe. Reggie, I'm not a shoe. You're a shoe.
Hi, my name is Killian, and I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina. My biggest wow is that deserts don't have to be hot. In fact, the largest desert in the world is Antarctica.
Hi, my name is Eleanor, and I live in Boston, Massachusetts. My wow is that tiger's skin is also striped, not only its fur. Bye. Love your souls. Say hi to Reggie for me.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Greer, and I live in Prescott, Arizona, and my wow in the world is that they think there used to be a river on Mars. Say hi to Grandma G-Force and Reggie for me. I love your show. Bye.
Buongiorno.
My name is Daniel, and I'm from Rockville, Maryland, and my wow in the world is that Saturn's rings are made of ice.
Hi, Mindy, Guy Raz. My name is Hugo. I live in Washington, D.C., and my wow is that scientists were able to figure out how to make tofu look like me and taste like me. Bye, say hi to Reggie, Dennis.
Ahoy there!
Thomas Fingerling, Grandma G-Force.
Booyah!
And I think those are all the people I know. I love your show. Bye.
Hi, my name is Mateo, and I live in Austin, Texas. And my wow in the world is that over time, the sun is going to get bigger and bigger and swallow up Mercury. Bye.
Hi, my name is Parker, and I'm from Santa Barbara, California. And my wow in the world is that a shrimp's heart is located in its head. Bye! Say hi to Reggie for me.
Hey, Mindy.
Hey, Guy Raz.
I'm Rosie.
And my name is Charlie.
And I live in Birmingham, Alabama. My wow in the world is that your heart has electricity in it, and you couldn't live without it.
My wow in the world is that there are more than 10 billion chickens on the earth. Isn't that Bonkle Balls?
Thanks, Mindy.
Thanks, Guy Raz.
End of messages.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for hanging out with us this week on Wow in the World.
And to keep the wow rolling, check out this week's scientific conversation starters at our website, wowintheworld.com.
And grown-ups, there you can find more info on how your kids can become members of the World Organization of Wowzers, shop our Wow Shop, upload photos and videos to us, and check dates for our upcoming live events. That's wowintheworld.com.
Our show is produced by Jed Anderson,
who provides the bells, whistles, and silly characters. Say hello, Jed.
Hello.
Our show is written by me, Guy Raz, and Thomas Van Kalken, who also provides silly characters. Tom?
Hello there.
Thanks also to Jessica Bodie, Casey Kofer, Rebecca Caban, Kit Ballinger, and Alex Curley. Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the WOW at Tinkercast.
Our theme song was composed and performed by The Pop-Ups. For more info on their two-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
And grown-ups, you can follow WOW in the World on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at WOW in the World. And our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big WOW to share with us, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW for a chance to be featured at the end of the show.
Also, if you haven't already done so, please subscribe to WOW in the World on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, leave us a few stars, a review, or just tell a friend about the show.
Thanks again for listening, and until next time,
keep on wowing. Jinx!
Was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.
The past decade saw a lot of changes in the way music is made, shared, and experienced. Social media blew up, genres blurred together, and Beyoncé dominated nearly everything. I'm Robin Hilton. Join NPR Music as we look back at the 2010s, its defining trends and moments. Listen to new episodes twice a week on All Songs Considered from NPR.